Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Funk band of all time, Parliament like to say, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the nightly four-hour intergalactic swag party. I'm DA. Happy New Year from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to over 160 stations nationwide, from New York to L.A., Abilene to York, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We're on the air. Your DA show for dummies. Spent the last 3.5 years at the beautiful Sports Hub in Boston, which is on our network airwaves. Spent 4.5 years in Kansas City, which is listening to us right now at 102.5 FM. Spent time in Miami. Grew up in little town Warwick, New York, in the Hudson Valley near West Point. And we are doing this each and every night, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And away we go.
What's up, the anchor mission to enter the mothership, brother?
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Oh, happy Friday, boys and girls. I have one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. It is a Target Demo Friday. We will hear from you. I'm going to do an extended version of Target Demo coming up here later on in this hour. This is the final hour of the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Starting on Monday, I move the DA Show over to Sirius XM. Channel 82, the Mad Dog Channel, and I have nothing but gratitude and thanks and compliments for everybody here for allowing me to have a final show. As I've said multiple times over the last 48 hours, Spike Eskin, my program director, when we were going through the inner workings of contracts and offers and things like this and movement, I said, how would you like me to handle the final show? And he said, I trust you. And that means the world to me, and so I've wanted to do this the right way. The right way to do this is to just express how happy I am and lucky that I am, because I'm going to a place that I'm really thrilled about that is offering me things that I have longed for. And it is a thank you to the listeners and this audience and this station and network that I got 11 years here. I mean, when I'm working in Boston as a New Yorker, it's a dream come true because I'm on a wonderfully successful sports radio station in the Northeast, so I could drive home to see my folks and drive home to see my family and drive home to see my friends. But I always wanted to get back to New York, where is home. And also I wanted to work at a syndicated national level. I love local radio. It's in my blood. It's in my roots. You hear that in this show. But the idea to rise to a place where you could connect with somebody from all different parts of the country, and in some places the world, was such an amazing thing to try to accomplish. I just was like, that would be the dream. So when CBS Sports Radio launched and they said, would you like to be part of it? I said, I don't care what the role is. I don't care what the show is. I don't care what the time slot is. I'm in. Didn't even ask about money. Didn't matter. And they gave me the overnight show as a 30-something-year-old host. And we just took the ball and started running with it. And to fast forward 11 years later, I mean, the guys that I have here on this show are so freaking good at what they do. And they're wonderful people that they're my best friends. And it has never felt like work to show up. And it's just been a total joy every day. Meraz was Meraz, and we did the whole sign off for him. But you know the magic that Meraz brought to the table. And that energy and the self-deprecation and the laughs and the ridiculousness is something that I cherished. Those 10 and a half years with him were just unbelievable. For Pete the Body, as I said before, we are cut from the same cloth. The intent to do every segment well. Intent to make every show great. Intent to connect with every listener. You know, that's hard to find, dude. It's hard to find. And you and I rap on that level. And I swear I've had a lot of talented board ops. This is not to demean any of them. But Meraz's humor, with Pete's dexterity on drops and sound and audio, made something sound so different and so good. Sometimes I would just sit back and just let it go. I mean, Pete, your ability to reference drops, perfect time, drop it here, bring it back there. We would be in sound check with a funny sound bite. You would pull out the 1.5 seconds of it. As soon as I came out of the full 12-second soundbite, you had the 1.5 second as the punchline again, knowing that I would hit that. It was like a quarterback and a wide receiver working together long enough where you know the hot read. That's it. That's the hook. Here's what we keep hitting, and it's boom, boom, boom. I can't say enough. You're one of the greatest that has ever done this on that board, and every day was a joy. Bogues' updates, the way he writes and delivers with a clever, bring it back to a joke, hit the highlights, professional, clear, but also creative, it's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. And knowing that I had him to bounce things off of was always a joy. And at the end of the day, man, Bogues is the dad I hope to be. Bogues is totally committed to his kids, loves his wife to death, is a family man through and through, likes his beer like me. Bogues is an unbelievable role model for me. Just be like, you can do this in broadcasting and then also have this family that you love dearly and commit to. It's just been amazing to be around him. And Cap, I've never been around anybody as creative as Cap in the digital space. Photoshop, editing, video. You know, I beat him up a little bit when we first started. Cap, can we do this? Cap, what about this graphic? Can we reload this? Well, what about this? Can we do this camera shot? What do we do here? I mean, after the show at 10 a.m., I would go into that back room, and every day we'd spend 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half. How do we tinker with this? Can we make this like this? The people back there thought we were nuts because they're like, well, you guys aren't getting paid extra to do this. It's just flip on the cameras and that's it. But no, we had to get it right because visually, everything is video now. Everything is digital video now. And we cornered the market early on a sports radio show that could turn around a clip of radio but make it look like TV on a social within seconds. And that is Cap. That is all Cap's expertise and his creativity. So to work with this group of people, I mean, how lucky did I get? It was like Voltron. And Boyle's in here today, and I tell this to Boyle. Boyle's strength is the passion that you hear every single time he flips on the mic. It's an eruption, which is awesome. And sometimes it's screaming and yelling. Sometimes it's diving through a folding table in a parking lot when nobody even looks at you. And some of it is also a Wimbledon bacon. I mean, you know, it's just, it's great. It's creative. He's awesome. And you know, he's part of the show, even though it has been full-time, that I just love being around. So I'm going to miss all these guys. It makes it hard to leave here, but it's not sad because all these guys will be remarkably successful. They already are remarkably talented, and we'll be bonded together forever, and I'll see these guys all the time, and this Bob's Bar reunion show has to happen every summer, and so I'm eternally grateful. Before I get back to the phones, I just want to say one thing, and I'm going to take a break because I don't want to break here. And I say break emotionally. Because you might have heard of the name Chris Snow. Chris was a front office executive with the Calgary Flames. And I went to college with him. And Chris came down with ALS. And Chris was, you know, a year younger than me, 2 years younger than me. I think he was in his early 40s. And his very public battle with ALS drew a lot of attention in the sports world and through his family. And his wife, Kelsey, posted a lot about his battle. And every time the doctor said he wasn't going to make it, dude kept fighting. And they posted video, and you thought, boy, this is so painful. But man, the fight, the drive, the inspiration. Chris passed away earlier this week, and the dude was such an inspiration, you know, such an inspiration. And his organs will be donated. His memory will be reflected forever. He was just like a light, you know? So today, it's hard that there's no show, but this isn't sad. Chris, that's life. You know, that's the real stuff. So we won't do a radio show together every day, but this is a joy. This is a gift. Every day. Every single day I got to come on the air. So in honor of Chris Snow, man, hug your loved ones. Say you love them. Live every day to its fullest. Laugh. Be great. That's what we try to do here every single day. And this week has been awesome, man. It's been so awesome. The last 2 days have been so awesome. I'm so happy that we got to do it all together and I got to say goodbye and a farewell. And it's not really a true goodbye because I'm on the air on Monday. There's no rest for the weary. So I'll see you all on social media or on the new show or at a Bob's Bar. But, you know, like in the wake of real stuff, you just cherish every minute of every day. And I cherish the 11 years that we got here. Got 11 years. It's time to just say thanks. And that was a hell of a run. That's it. It was time to say thank you. That was a hell of a run. Didn't have to be a day longer. Didn't have to be a day shorter. That was a hell of a run.
So many different emotions on so many different levels.
All right. Look at that. Didn't crack. Came close. Didn't. Proud of myself. When we come back, we'll jump into your phone calls, and we have a Target Demo Friday to do as well this hour. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm a what?
A wizard.
Who's the Wizard of Odds? It's D.A.
It's the Wizard of Odds.
Wizard of Odds.
The odds are that you'll be a winner today. The wizard is here, make you feel okay. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey! Right, you know what? The Wizard had another 0-4 weekend last week, but does that really make the Wizard feel unconfident? No, of course not. He's totally confident. So we're going into the picks. We're going to end off the final show here on CBS Sports Radio without the Wizard. We start with tonight's game, Utah and Oregon State. Oregon State's a 4.5-point favorite at home. Give me the road, Utes. I like their toughness. I like their mettle. They're on the road, +4.5. It's the Michigan Wolverines coming up on Saturday with the iconic head coach, Jim Harbaugh. They're on the road in Lincoln, Nebraska, a game Zach Gale will be at. Give me the fighting Harbaughs. They're good. They're angry. They get them back on the sideline, -17. The Wizards looking at the Arizona Cardinals. He's gone 0-3 this year, fading the flock. So on Sunday, he's going with the Cardinals. They're catching 14 points in San Francisco. Game of the Cards, +14. And an 0-3 team against an 0-3 team. That's where the Wizard needs to be, in the sewer with the bad teams. I can relate. Panthers, Vikings. Give me the home Panthers, +4. It's Bryce Young's breakout game. That's the Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Jim Harbaugh will make his season debut for the Wolverines.
The great Jim Harbaugh. Super Bowl winning head coach John Harbaugh. What an iconic football family, the Harbaughs. Sparks is in Ohio this morning. Sparks, good morning.
D.A., what's going on?
What up, dude?
Nothing, man. Chilling. Just had to, call and say goodbye to y'all.
Thanks,
from
brother.
The show. Appreciate everything y'all have done, all the laughs, everything over the years, man. And one more thing. Remember when you said my team don't get hot discipline or sportsmanship in my football team?
Oh, yeah.
The seventh grader. Man, I teach them that all the time, man. It's just
even in the middle of 59-0 blowouts?
It was 54-16, and that was the last time we could score to them. But it doesn't matter. You have to play to your best abilities. If you make dumb mistakes, then I tell my team.
Hey, in all seriousness, Sparks, the fact that you are coaching seventh graders and you put your heart into it and you're trying to be a leader, that means the world. And we're having a lot of fun around here. But thank you for trying to lead our young people, man. We need good coaches out there and good people to be, you know, the symbols of the community and what to do. And you're one of those, man. So thank you.
Yeah, I figured, like, somebody taught me when I was growing up, so why not give back to the youth?
No doubt, man.
That's how I look at it.
No doubt. It's a great way to look at it, bro.
Man. Y'all take care.
You too, brother.
Over the years, man. I love y'all.
Right on. Back at you, dude. Back at you. Lukewarm Churro's next. He's in Boise. Lukewarm Churro, what up?
ADA, can I get a beam up?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say a quick thank you. Been listening since 2018, and you guys have been a part of the show. I mean, you guys have been part of my morning for so many times. So changed jobs, had a kid, so many changes, but you guys have always been there. And so just want to say thank you. And, I got to credit you guys for actually I didn't even know hockey existed before you guys show, before Canadian Bacon. And so, but yeah, just appreciate you. It was great meeting you guys when you were in Boise. And I got to ask, are you going to come back to Boise here sometime?
Well, you know, I can't guarantee anything, but one of the reasons that I am so excited about the new place is they are actively excited about me doing things like that. And those are things that really I believe in and I love to do. And so if there was ever a place to do it, man, we got a hell of a lot of listeners in Boise. So I would love to come back. Carlos with a K is in Queens. Carlos with a K, what's going on?
Good morning, DA. First time caller. May I have a beam up?
Yes, you may. What's up?
So I am not going to do any Carlos with a K bits. No Carlos with a shirt. No Carlos with a shift. You guys have given me so many nicknames. I just wanted to speak as Carlos from Queens because a little backstory. You know, obviously I've only been with CBS Sports Radio for 2 years. I didn't even know who you were before I started this job. And I knew of your existence. I knew your name, but I didn't know who DA was. And over the last 2 years, I became a fan of the show simply by listening to what you guys are doing when I was working minutes and obviously jumping on the show. And the reason why I wanted to call is just simply Carlos, because it's a testament to what you and the crew do in terms of bringing all walks of life on the show. I put my guys onto the show here because I'm like, you know, you guys got to listen to these cats. These dudes are funny as hell. It's really the only show that's ever gotten me up in the morning. Hell, I've been up on the Twitch chat since 6:30 in the morning. No other show will ever have me doing that. I am not a morning person. So I have to let you know, DA, and the reason why I called is you have a bunch of goons that are really upset that you're bailing, because when I put them on, lo and behold, you're leaving CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, so great timing.
But texting me and they're upset.
Great timing, yeah.
So now they're mad at me for that.
But, sorry about that, dude, but thank you for the kind words, man. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure. I thank Pete for training me in his little board, you know, his board training program.
Well, you can't thank Pete because Pete's going to be here and you still work here, Carlos. Thank Pete when you come in here in person. Going to see him on Tuesday. You're not going anywhere, Carlos.
Well.
Pete's like, well, I don't know about that.
No, I'm kidding.
Joe D, who was a part of the show for a long time. Joe D, what's up, dude?
Damon, can you beam me up?
Yes, sir.
DA, congrats, brother. You deserve this.
Thanks, man.
You are such a special person to so many people, and you've given so many opportunities to all of us. And because of that, you've made everyone around you so much better, man. And that's the coolest thing about you. I mean, I remember when I was working with you, I'm in my young 20s acting a fool. You welcomed me. You taught me. You made me feel important. I mean, for Christ's sakes, when I was going out to Green Bay, I was doing local spots in Green Bay, meeting up with fans, Joel in Green Bay. Like, what? None of that would have been possible without you, man. So, thanks, cheers. Dude. You deserve this. I mean, I can't wait to listen to your new show. I'm excited for you. And I love you, brother, man. Keep it up.
Thanks, dude. I love you too, bro. That's awesome, man. Joe D was such a cool part of the DA show's evening days, and he's moved on to higher ed and running a communications department at Iona, which is awesome. So means a lot. And Joe D was at the wedding, and so we got to meet the Bourbon Belle, and she knows Joe a little bit as well. So that's been really cool. Peter Schwartz is our final headlines of the morning.
January 2nd, 2013. I did the first update here on the DA show.
You're right.
And I am so proud and so honored that I get to do the last one.
That's awesome.
Not that I wished
that it would end.
That it would end, but I'm honored and thank you for the ride. And it was great working with you, and best luck at the new place.
Thanks, brother.
And if they still have it, because I used to work there years ago, enjoy the free pretzels and the free sodas in the break room.
That's the best short send-off I could possibly get right there. That is so good.
If they
good.
Still have it, I don't know. It's been 11 years.
So who knows? We'll see.
Let's kick off with Thursday Night Football. The Lions improved to 3-1. They beat the Packers 34-20 at Lambeau Field. Detroit led 27-3 at halftime. David Montgomery rushed 33 times for 121 yards and 3 touchdowns. And after 4 years with the Bears, he loves being a Lion.
This is definitely the best, you know, group of guys I've ever been a part of. And I'm just blessed to be a part of it, you know, just kind of go out. Them guys up front, man, they put in the work day in, day out throughout the week. And, you know, I feel like it's my job to go out there and give everything I got for them boys. Because I know they do the same thing for me. So every chance I get to touch the ball, I want to be sure that I do it for those guys.
That was the Montgomery on Amazon Prime video after the game. Now to baseball, a celebration in Baltimore.
1-1, 2 outs, bases clear, 9th inning, 2-0 O's. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball out to third base. Arias has got it. Zips, throws to first, and you can celebrate, everybody! The Orioles in 2023 are American League East champions! Wow.
That was Jeff Arnold with a little help from John Sterling on Orioles radio. The Orioles win their first AL East title since 2014. They beat the Red Sox 2-0, and the Orioles will be the number one seed in the American League playoffs. Now, unlike Greg Caserta yesterday, I did write a whole update.
Nice.
I am only choosing to do part of it.
You're the man.
There you go.
Remember that to the listeners. Schwartz gave you guys the forum on this final show. That's a good job by him. Thank you, Schwartz. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we are going to cram as many Target Demo Fridays as we can into this next segment, maybe some phone calls as well, as the final segment here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
And yes, if you're watching on our simulcast at Watch DA on YouTube or on Twitch, I am dressed as a giant spicy pepper. A throwback to Radio Faux Week, where we didn't go to Arizona, but we still had a good old-fashioned desert party. Target Demo Friday leads off with AJ. Can I get a beam up, Dad? AJ here watching Dad and my sweet Mama Roo, gifted from the Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linedahl. Think about it, Dad. It might be a blessing they took Mraz off the show and you're headed over to Sirius. If I had to listen to Mraz on the first years of my life, I may also think that bears have tails, they speak Egyptian in Brazil, and I'd never be potty trained because I'd think it's normal to do an oopsie in my pants at 34. Love you, Dad, and sorry, Boyle. We couldn't work out that milk exchange. Ain't enough Odyssey coin of the galaxy, bro. Hashtag let's get spooky.
I'm toast.
It's spooky season, bro. Cigar-smoking dude is listening on the Odyssey app from Holden Beach, North Carolina. I've been listening for 4 years. It's been awesome. Pappy's Bourbon and Estogie in honor of an amazing show. I'm the alpha Boyle's looking for. Thank you, gentlemen. How'd you get that Pappy's? Amanda Tynes weighs in. I've been listening since 2004, D.A., I feel like I win for longest unless maybe my husband chimes in.
I'm too tired.
That would be former Chiefs and Giants Super Bowl champion kicker Lawrence Tynes and his wife Amanda, who I got to know, nearly 20 years ago. Joey Zanaboni says, DA, thanks for helping change the course of the trajectory of my career.
Chorizo!
Zanaboni, love it.
That's incredible because you really did do that.
Mitch in Wisconsin. I'm near Green Bay. I listen 100% to the podcast due to work. I've listened every day since launch. Good luck with the new show.
Scientist.
Wow. Brian is in Auburn, Alabama, but lifelong O's fan. Go O's. I'm watching on YouTube. DA fan for almost a decade. Happy trails to you guys, the whole crew. Hashtag college poops.
Louis Uthe's in.
Chris in Buffalo listening on YouTube. In 2020, my husband first put on the show for me and said, I think you'll like it. Since then, the show's been a part of our lives in an absolutely insane way. I know everyone involved will continue to do great things. Thank you for letting us come aboard.
Oh, Rosa Rita. Hey.
And Kristen in Buffalo had that amazing mural that she drew and colored for us of all of us, the cartoon of all of us around the spaceship a couple of months ago, which is just freaking awesome. Amanda is listening in Queens through Twitch. DA, you will be missed. Thank you for being a great role model around here at the office, mentor, and an amazing person to work with. We look up to you, and I'm so happy to call myself a D-Alien.
Come on.
That was intern Amanda, which is very nice of her. Dixieland Dan of this final Target Demo Friday, which there might be one at the new place, by the way, guys. I'm listening on Twitch, gang. DA, when I get home, I'm going to grab 2 ice-cold beers, twist them tops off, set one on the porch table. I drink the other for you and the show. Maybe I'll cry a little. Thank you, DA. See you later from Redneck Land.
Crunching and munching.
Who are you kidding, Dixieland Dan? I'll see you on Monday morning. Jay is in Appleton, Wisconsin, listening via Twitch. Been a D-Alien since 17. Family's everything. I'll follow family anywhere. We'll see you at the housewarming party in the new place on Monday. Steve in Severna Park, listening via Twitch. Listening since the first overnight days. Great ride, so many laughs. You guys all feel like family. Much love.
The milk and cookie round.
Foxy's in rainy Manhattan. Been a D-Alien since 2019. Every day since March 2020. You guys get 2 days to say goodbye, and Mraz got 5 weeks?
Oh, there goes a belt!
Yeah, that does seem a little inverted. Upside Down Mike in the office, listening on the SiriusXM app. I'll be with you on the move. I've been a D-Alien since you moved to mid-mornings. Thanks for making my Isles videos part of the show forever. I became a fan when you slept at my house. Hashtag unpipe it.
Baker Mayfield.
That happened. Justin says, good morning, D-Aliens. I'm coming in hot from Savannah, Georgia. I started a new job in 13, would start work at 5 o'clock. I'd catch the end of the mothership, and I've never left. Thanks for the memories, a lot of laughs, a few tears. I'm going to miss this show.
An anti-chafing ball deodorant.
I will be on the air on Monday, by the way. Big Lair is listening on Twitch in beautiful Twin Falls. I'm not saying goodbye, but I will continue to listen. I'm spending my weekend remembering this awesome show and watching football. Love you guys. Forever we heard you right. I had fun with my radio show.
Come on, man.
You heard us right? Beat Rice. Listened to the show ever since I was 7 years old back in the overnight days. Long story. I'm now a senior in high school. Well, I know that all good things must come to an end. Hearing this was a gut punch. I wish you all a bright future.
Forget the bugs.
I mean, boy, we helped Beat Rice grow up into what I'm sure is a very dysfunctional sports fan. Bobby Beaver is in Harrisburg, listening on 96.5. Great show, DA. Been listening on my way to work for years. Gonna miss the show in this form. Thank you guys for some great years. Ed, also in Harrisburg. I found you guys in 17 when you were on 9 to noon. The most consistent show. Do a great job of mixing sports with fun. Love you, even if you take shots at the Rams on occasion. Good luck, DA.
Pull my tail, sweetheart. Pull it.
Steven in South Carolina, watching on YouTube. Just wanted to say thank you for making me laugh. Done for the day.
I think this is so dumb.
Dumb. Really Risty, known as Knockout Neil. All the love, all the power. I guess I have to go to therapy now, because this was my therapy for about 6 years.
Oink, oink.
Nice. Perfect drop there. So sensitive. Brandon's in Florence, South Carolina, listening on the Odyssey website, listening since 2014. Can I get a beaver? JMM, listening on Twitch. My favorite memory is Mraz crying when Callahan was traded to the song I Will Always Love You by Whitney. Good luck on the new show. I'll try to follow you guys. Thank you and Godspeed.
This is facts.
Gordon is sitting at the Montreal airport. This is Gordon in Vancouver. Been able to listen to the last show several hours before I have to catch this flight. Enjoyed every minute of the craziness rolling in. That's Gordon from Vancouver waiting to oil up, boil at the reunion next summer.
I'm not kidding. Somebody get cold water.
Rob, not in the 3-2-1. Watching on YouTube in Burpee, NB. That's New Brunswick, I've been told. Been listening since 17. You guys got me through a lot of crappy mornings. It's a bad chick, but I won't remind him of that. Jeremy says, congrats to the new gig. Listening in Fayetteville on SiriusXM. Been a full-time D-Alien for 6 years.
Unpiping!
Real RK. Been listening since the summer of COVID. Local affiliate change to you guys. I love the takes. I'm in Charleston, Illinois. That's in Central Illinois. DA, good luck. Gonna miss your takes on things when I'm headed to work in the mornings.
Blah, 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 blah.
Carla with a K, listening on KTIK. And I'm not crying. Thanks for being a different type of sports show. Thanks, CBS Sports Radio, for bringing us DA and the Hard Hat, guys. Gonna miss this show, but wish you all the best. Not sure when I became a D-Alien, though. Hashtag beam me up.
I'm Andrew Boogie.
Dr. Phil Keto, as my pepper costume covers my face here. Listening from my office between meetings, a listener since overnights in 2013. Those shows got me through late night writing sessions in grad school. The pandemic shows kept me sane. Best of luck, guys, to everybody going forward.
I have dementia.
Dan of Mechanicsburg, been a listener since you guys were on mid-mornings and caught some shows back in the evening days. By far the best show on radio. Can't wait for the reunion tour at Bob's Bar next summer. Stay in touch. Hashtag hashtag Goose.
Brandon Wheaton's a bum.
Casey's in Kent, Washington on YouTube today, but usually a 950 KJR. D'Alien for 3 years. It's been a hell of a ride. Jay is listening at work from on Odyssey. Been with you guys since day one, even through all the time changes. The level of quality and consistency everyone brought has never faltered. Thanks so much for the laughs. One last time. Get a beba. Tiffany says, I remember walking my dog at 6 a.m. and hearing the cold open as we walked. Now he's gone. Now you guys are too. Great memories.
Hey, how's it going, D.A.?
Oh, man, Tiff.
That hit the heart right there.
This was supposed to be a happy so long, and now I got to think about Tiff's dog passing away. Everywhere Evan, listening on Sirius XM of the Soggy Florida Swamp. D'Alien since 2018. Show's been a part of my routine forever. I'll stay docked to the mothership. Good luck to everyone. Embrace another ripple in the simulation. Hashtag beam me the F up.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone.
So, it's interesting because
star 6 to unmute.
That's right. This is just another ripple in the simulation. Moist Pork, good morning. In Baltimore on Twitch at my kitchen table, not crying. Full-timer since coming up 2 years. It feels like forever. Hate to see the family break up, but so happy I found you guys. Good luck to everyone in the new spots.
You can run.
And Moist Pork, thank you for the kind email as well. I haven't had time to respond to all of them, but I certainly saw yours and so many others, and I'll get around to it, I promise. Mike says, I'm listening in Erie, PA, home of the AA Eastern League champs, Erie Seawolves. Listen to the first 2 hours on Twitch, catch the last two on a podcast. Been a D'Alien since you were captaining the evening shift. Thanks for the ride.
Keeping the main thing, and the main thing is playing the game.
Nathan says, thanks for all the good times to the whole gang. Shout out to Mraz, and may the next step of the journey be better than the last.
You got the chicken, you know, you got the salad, you got the green meat. Come on, man.
Mayo is listening in Odyssey in Tacoma. Been listening for 4 years, sad to see it go, but happy for your opportunity. Never felt so a part of the show before that, but the memories will always live on. Hashtag special stuff.
Book it.
And note that all the old episodes are archived in full on YouTube. So if you want to binge watch old DA show episodes, that is a possibility for you. Even just the 12 DAs, they're pretty amazing. And there's like 4-5 years of full shows on there. Kevin is on Twitch from beautiful Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Looking forward to the new iteration of the show. Gonna miss my Twitch homies, but hashtag Twitch mob.
Vocal combat.
Andrews in Boise, listening to 95.3 The Ticket. Thanks for being part of the morning routine. You guys started my day off right with laughs and positivities. I'll be a fan forever.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Starship Kodiak, watching on YouTube, Colorado Springs. D'Alien since 2014. Changed how I listen and what I expect from sports radio. Hashtag simply the best.
Pretty sick.
And hashtag 5 oinks, which is the mythical 5 oinks. That guy you like. I go between the Odyssey app and 95.3 here in Idaho. Been listening since Mraz's first oopsie and celebrate the unsung hero in Swiss Army Knife of the DA show, Bogish. Good luck taking the mothership to Celestial Radio.
And that's what's happening.
Rob is an Erie PA, been a DA fan since 2018, hitting the gym, doing some color commentary for the high school team tonight on WGRP. Home of Greenville football. Love the show. Hashtag Friday Night Lights.
Winthrop is steal. Zunick ahead of the pack. Slap dunk!
Ostrich Eyes on Twitch in Faytown. This is the Seinfeld sports shows. Never to be replaced. I've been a D'Alien since the Torg Bellinger call in 2018.
And yet,
Larry is listening in San Francisco since about 3 years ago. Then switching over to YouTube for the later hours. Target Demo Friday.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Oof, oof.
Joe Mama. Damn, DA gonna miss this part of the show, but can I get a beam up one final time? Debbie says, thanks for all the boys you love.
Whoa!
Tim says, this is the best sports radio show on the air.
Whoa!
Everyone else, just time filler to the next show. We'll miss you. Can I get a final beam up?
Wow!
Tony, been a listener since 2017. Every year always got better. Bittersweet but happy for everybody.
Get him out.
Kirk the Cook, listening to the simulcast from Hershey, PA. Wish I found your show even earlier. I truly became a D-Alien when you moved to the mornings. Thanks for all the laughs.
Get him out.
Tom is in New Hampshire on the SiriusXM app. A loyal D-Alien for 3 years. I'm in sales, so I listen to the show while I'm on the road. Love the mix of sports and funny banter. Hashtag, I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
Get him out.
And Jeffrey tweets, yo, D.A., checking in from Philly on Odyssey. Been a D-Alien since early 2021. I'm looking forward to the refit of the mothership on Sirius. Hashtag, feel good and doing well.
Giannis, out of the rumble.
That's your target demo Friday. Feel good, do well.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
I'm going to try to race through some calls here. Bouncing baby boys in Boise. Good morning, sir.
And Mr. D.A.
What's up, bud?
Well, I'm not going to call and say goodbye because I'm going to follow you to the end of the earth like most of the D-Aliens would do anyway.
Thank you, sir.
But what I will say, I do want to throw some appreciation your way on behalf of the Boise listeners because we don't get a whole lot of love for the Broncos outside of this region. And you kind of make everybody feel included. And your trip to Boise meant so much to so many people here. And through everything else, you've continued to show love and express how much you loved it here. And, you know, all the D-Aliens that, you know, listen daily, you know, we've all kind of collectively become this fun little Twitter group of friends. But, you know, the love and appreciation you have for all your fans from all demographics, from all regions of the country, I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, you don't get that kind of love on any other show. And honestly, you're the only show I've ever called in on and been a part of. And it's been a fun journey, and I've loved every second of it. You guys definitely, you know, like every other caller has said, you guys, you know, jumpstart our morning. You bring so much fun and laughter and, you know, different takes to sports. It's been an amazing thing to be a part of. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for that, D.A.
Thank you, brother. That means a lot, man. It means a lot. And let me tell you this. You walk through life and you hope that you help people. You hope that you touch people. You hope that people like you. You hope that you are positive in their lives. But you don't really know. You know, a lot of people don't say thank you, not because they don't feel that appreciation, but because it's sometimes hard. And it's sometimes hard to be vulnerable, or they just don't get around to it. And you got to know, man, I feel like I hit the jackpot by finding a job where people can reach out to me and say thanks. I get to touch a big audience with the things that I love and my sense of humor and my personality. So these couple of days and all the messages on Twitch or YouTube or email or Twitter or whatever, it is incredible. It's incredible to hear thank you that many times. It really is. And I only say this because it's overwhelming to feel it come back to you. But just as an amazing lesson, if you give it out, you get it back. And that's what I was taught by my mom and dad. You know, you treat people the way you want to be treated. If you put out positivity, you'll get positivity. You put out negativity, you'll get negativity. And I've always tried to approach the show with positivity, sense of humor. Don't take yourself too seriously, but take the job seriously. Take the job seriously, don't take yourself so seriously. And if you appreciate everybody else, they usually appreciate you back. And that's, man, that is really cool. It's really cool. And so when we went out to Boise and we saw that love, it's like, wow, can you believe this many people listen to the show? Can you believe this many people care about the show? And there is a thing in this business where people become cynical, and you see it quite a bit. And I think it's because if you're around sports long enough, you start seeing kind of the seedy underbelly of it a little bit, and it pulls you away from maybe your childlike emotion and passion for it. You start seeing the adult part is kind of icky. And people become cynical because job becomes a job and it's very cutthroat and competitive. But my inspirations for doing a show has never been actually a sports radio inspiration. It's been entertainers that I loved watching. I mean, my favorite entertainer of all time is Johnny Carson. and the Tonight Show that Johnny had, because Johnny was so sharp and so smart and so thoughtful, but he never took himself seriously and let every guest, from the biggest superstar in Hollywood to the old grandma that had a potato chip shaped as George Washington, everyone got a minute. Everyone got respect, and he loved them dearly. I loved Pee-wee's Playhouse, and we lost Paul Reubens recently. But the idea that you could have a home with all these kooky, crazy characters that just kind of showed up and they all had their own personality or inside joke or the hat tip that's a little bit of a wink of, we know this is ridiculous. I loved that. It was so absurdist. I absolutely loved it. And I love those old sports centers back in the 90s that Patrick Olbermann, Craig Kilborn, those guys, Rich Eisen, I felt like that was the way I watched sports. I loved it. I was a sports fan, but it was always, it's all good. It's great because sports is fun. And there's always a joke to be had. It's not supposed to be argumentative or divisive or, you know, fire this guy. And of course, there's some of that that always comes up in sports. We've certainly done that on this show as well. But the overall tenor just has to be love and appreciation. And I got only that for, man, 11 years around here. And even years before that in my local career in Fort Myers, Florida, and Kansas City, and Boston, and Miami. So, man, I hit the jackpot, and I just say thank you for everybody saying thank you back because, man, it means a lot. It really does. And if I could leave this show with anything, it's that I hope I left it better than I found it. You know, I really believe in that, that you go places and you try to help people and lift people up and make them happy and try to give them some guidance or help if they need it. And you try to fix things that are broken, and you try to just, you know, leave it better than you found it. And I hope that the morning slot here and all the slots we had behind it, the network in general, is better today than it was January 2nd, 2013. That was my intent all along. And so these last 2 days have been freaking awesome. And as I sit here with my poignant thoughts at the end of an 11-year run on CBS Sports Radio, the greatest job I've ever had, I sit here in an oversized spicy pepper costume, and it seems to be the perfect metaphor for this show. It was heartfelt, it was honest, it was sincere, but it also always laughed at itself. That's all I ever wanted, and we all laughed together. So this has been a lot of fun. Bogues, final sign-off. How you doing?
Thankfully, you're dressed like that, which is easing the heaviness of the moment. But I love you, and thank you for letting me hang out with you for all these years. I can't say I'll be listening because you're our competition now, but I'll be paying attention for sure.
Thanks, dude. Love you back. Love you, Pete. Love you, Cap. Love you, Boyle. Love all the D-Aliens. Love Mraz. This has been a hell of a ride. And I sign off today at 10 a.m. I'll be back on the air at 6 a.m. on Monday, so I'm really not going away. It's just another place to find the Hot Pepper and the Wizard of Oz do stupid things. Be good. Be good to one another. Feel good and do well.
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
I'm D.A. The Mothership Disconnects.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.